Well, good morning. Been a little bit different this morning, but I hope it's been informative for you. And I thought it was actually quite an interesting touch not having the heating on this morning, because quite often going into clients' homes, they can't afford to have the heating on. They've run out of electricity or they've no got any fuel. And so we go in as to help them, and we find it can be very cold, and we keep our coats on as well. So this just gives you, sometimes you go to places and they can have the smell of baked bread to make you feel at home. And well, we've kept the heating off just so you get a sense of what it's like going into clients' homes. No, we haven't. There you go. Many of you may not know who I am, or maybe you do know who I am, but my name is Cook, and I'm the centre manager for our very own CAP Debt Centre here in Penrith. And of course, you don't see me here that often, Sunday to Sunday, and that's because I am also the church leader over at King's Church here in Eden, which is based at Newton Rig, and that's where I am most Sundays. But I'm glad to be here with you today. So there you go. Oh, I need to switch on my buzzy thing. Here we go. There we are. Right. So this is Stuart, and I want to introduce you to him today. So is there another page? There you go. There he is. My mate Stuart. So Stuart is a client of CAP, and following an accident, was left severely immobile and unable to work. And as a result of this, the debts mounted and left Stuart searching through supermarket bins for food. Can you imagine having to live like that? And at his lowest point, he even considered suicide. And the reality of debt is that very often it doesn't happen because of poor decisions or mismanagement. It can very often happen because of an unexpected change of circumstances that can cause chaos to enter people's lives. And right now, over 14 million people, according to the Joseph Rowntree Foundation, in our country, like Stuart, are living in poverty. That's incredible, isn't it? 14 million people. Poverty arrives. It's like an illness in the family. You have no power to change the situation, and it can grind you down until any flicker of hope is completely extinguished. Imagine living without hope. Christians Against Poverty works with local churches like Penrith Methodist Church all over the UK to connect with these broken people whose lives have been devastated by poverty through debt, unemployment, dependencies to things like drugs and alcohol and other things like that, and of course low income. And you know what? CAP has a unique ingredient that changes thousands of lives. In fact, you and I here in the local church in Penrith have that same ingredient. Anyone guess what it is? You might have picked up on the theme. anyone? You are quiet today.
Hope.
It is. It is hope. We have hope. We carry with us the hope of Jesus that we find in Jesus. Every single person in this country who is struggling with debt or poverty desperately needs hope to walk into their situation. And that's why CAP's core message is always hope. It permeates everything we do. As Christians, we are all the carriers of hope because Jesus is with us. So hope goes with us everywhere we go. I want you to think about that in your own situations right now. Whatever you're facing in life, there might be situations and circumstances where you despair of hope for people you care about or situations you're involved in. But here's a message for you this morning. You carry hope in your heart. You are a carrier of hope into those situations. And so, the local church is the hope of the world because we are the hands and the feet of Jesus, the ultimate bringer of hope. CAP helps us to carry hope into people's lives. So I want to introduce you, or we want to hear a bit more from Stuart now, who in the midst of his hopelessness, he opened the door to CAP and allowed hope to walk into his situation. So we're going to watch a video, if that's all right, just now.
You can see it happening, you can see the war rising, you can see the depth you're in. We're trying to get water, but there's nobody there. Nobody there. I tried refinancing, remortgaging, that's where death started. I had an accident and I set 2 discs in my vertebrae. So then I wasn't able to work. I was diagnosed with degenerative disc disorder number 4 or 5, which means we 2 discs at the bottom, just totally disintegrated. I used to have a bed downstairs because obviously I couldn't walk. I'd turn myself on the side, bring my knees to my chest, fall onto the floor, crawl into the downstairs toilet, get myself up that way. It took me about half an hour to go 3 or 4 metres. You've got a bed at night crying, praying you don't wake up because you can't cope no more. You're not eating food, you're eating dog food. You know, you're scraping the bins at back of Tesco's to try and find something to eat because you've got nothing. I found it very easy to consider suicide, but it was a form of children. That was the only thing that brought me back from my despair. I can't leave my children without a dad. I was introduced to Kat. A gentleman called Tarek turned up. And that was the very first sign of hope that I had. I gave him all my debt paper. We sat there for an hour and a half going through all the paper, what debts I've actually got. And he said, "Stuart, don't worry. We are here to help." You know, I thought, oh wow, okay. Just that reassurance of somebody being there who's listening. So we'll sit down together, go through what debts I actually have, the list of my debts, send it off to Bradford head office, contacting my debtors for me, and making an offer on my behalf. Now I know there's no other service out there that does that. Nobody comes out to you and helps you. So at that evening, Terry and Jonathan prayed. I was like, yeah, right, whatever. And I started getting tingling. And then one morning, I didn't think about it. Just got out of bed, walked the toilet, and I just realised what I'd done. I physically got out of my bed, which I haven't done for 18 years, without falling on the floor, and walked to the toilet. 3 days after Jonathan laid his hand on me. So, who am I to say? Well, I know that Jesus has done that. Freely and unheartedly, I said to him, I want to be on site. And in the October, last year, I was baptized. So I declared it free 6 months ago because I can't. Oh, the power of that, to be out of debt, to be told you are debt free. It's such a gift. It really is a gift to owe nobody nothing. I mean, it's the first time in my life I've not owed anybody else. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, I've never known it.
Wow, I will never lose the impact of seeing a life transformed when hope walks in. I just want to take this opportunity on behalf of everybody involved in Christians Against Poverty to say a huge thank you to you, our partner churches. Without your faithfulness, without your heart for your local community, or your love of the poor, your generosity, your desire to make sure that the poor are at the top of your agenda, no life will be changed through the work of CAP. If you're running a debt centre, I hope it inspires to see those clients going debt free. If you're running a job club or a fresh start or one of our life skills courses, whatever you're doing, whether you're running the courses, whether you're just volunteering, whether you're a support worker, whether you're a giver, whatever you're doing, listen, I want to say thank you. Thank you on behalf of CAP, but more importantly, thank you on behalf of the lives that are transformed as hope walks in. We could not do this without you. Hey, we have a massive journey here in the UK. We want to open new services right across our country in other churches. And we'd ask you that you would consider later on if you would support the wider vision of Christians Against Poverty to reach as many as we can, as fast as we can, by becoming a regular giver and joining tens of thousands of others that have made Christians Against Poverty possible. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
So powerful hearing the story of somebody whose life has been changed so amazingly. And there are just four, very briefly, as I come to a close here, just four things I want us to consider about the work of CAP, really the message of hope, and that's this. There are four messages of hope. One is this. First of all, we say to our clients, you are not alone. Clients are not alone. There was one client we went to, and they hadn't had somebody visit their house in over 15 months. Until we were the first visitors they had in 15 months. Can you imagine being there? People are so alone in this world. To walk into their lives, and hope goes with us as we go. The second message of hope is that actually what we do works. It actually works. We had a client very recently who, when we visited them, the scenario you saw here with Liz, with all the papers and the envelopes, she hadn't opened her post in weeks because she was too terrified to open the letters because it was always just bringing bad news. And so we began to sit down with her and help her open the post and give her confidence that there was a solution, even when there was bad news in the letters. And we opened, there was threats of eviction, there was court action, there was all sorts of things going on that she was trying to hide from. And I began to realise that our service was working when she rang me up a few days after our first visit. And she rang me up and she said, John, I've got a letter here and it tells me this, this, this and this. And it was as she was talking to me, I realised, you've opened your post. You started opening your post all by yourself again. Because her confidence was restoring and she knew that there was help and support for her. And that leads us on to the third message of hope, is that we believe in you. You know, people for years have been told that they're useless, that they have no chance of success, that they can't do this, and they believe that for themselves. And we begin to help restore confidence and belief that they have got a future and that they can change. You remember Karen, who came, we interviewed her last year here on this stage, one of our clients here in Penrith. She's now working with our clients, helping them. Debt-free, helping other clients become debt-free. How amazing is that? Her faith has been restored in herself. And finally, there is a message of salvation, a hope of salvation. That we help point people to someone that is greater than themselves, greater than CAP, greater than us. And that is Jesus. And we're so encouraged to see hundreds and even thousands of people finding hope in the person of Jesus through the work we do. It's incredible. And you guys are part of that. This church is part of that. And so I'm going to ask you quite boldly this morning to invest in this work. Okay? All of the stuff that we are involved in here in Penrith, but also across the country, is only possible because there's actually a movement of nearly 30,000 people in the UK that have said yes to playing their part. Christians who've said, we are going to make a difference and we are going to use what we've been given to help others. And so I want to ask you to join in with this God-inspired ministry. I want you to consider whether or not you would be able to yourself make a donation into the work of CAP and become literally a life changer. A regular donation of just £5 a month would actually bring hope to one new person like Stuart each month. Can you imagine that? You're putting £5 into the work of CAP and that is making someone else's life transformed. So I want to ask you to consider that. Whatever you give, you can be confident that it will enable someone who is currently living in isolation and despair, in poverty, without hope, to find hope again. Now, on your chairs, scattered around the room, are some forms. These are the Life Changer forms, and they're called When Hope Walks In. And I'd like you just for a few minutes just to think about whether you'd be prepared to just fill one of these in. Liz and myself are going to be out at coffee break, or at the end of the service over coffee, are going to be sat out at the table in the coffee area. And we would be glad to talk with you, receive your forms back in if you would fill those in for us. Even if you don't feel able to give financially into the work of CAP, but would like to keep in touch with what CAP is doing, then if you just fill your contact details in on this form, hand it in to us, and you will receive a free copy of the book Nevertheless, which is the story of how CAP came into being over the last 22 years. And so we'd love to give copies of this away to you. If you haven't received this, haven't read it already, then do that. So maybe if you just right now just want to be filling that form in for us, then I'd really be appreciative of that. And we'll be there at the end to pick the forms up off you. That would be really great. And as you fill in these forms, there is a section there asking for your preferences on how you would like CAP to keep in touch with you. So it's important that you do say whether you want it to be by letter or by email or phone or whatever. And then we can best keep you up to date about the impact of your generosity and how that's impacting on people in our country. So do please take a second now to tick the boxes on that stay in touch part of the form. Thank you so much for choosing to be part of God's ministry through the work of CAP. And we're going to be around afterwards to talk with you. Bless you. Thank you very much.